KBND Radio News Time, 12:05. It's Thursday, almost Friday. Welcome to the Noon News. I'm Dave Jarvis. With our update, here's Kelly Blyer.
Thanks so much, Dave. Many people in Sun River today are mourning the death of a prominent community member. Authorities say 72-year-old George Mendenhall died yesterday after being stabbed by his handyman at his second home near Palm Springs, California. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb talked to a close family friend about the difference he made to the Sun River community.
I was just absolutely shocked. Conceivable how anybody could be angry at George.
Sun River piano teacher Jody Bischoff worked with George Mendenhall in starting the Sun River Prep School in the 1980s. He was well known and well liked by many in the community where he and his wife Kate lived for about 30 years.
The nicest guy in the world, and he's very low-key, non-confrontive. I've never, ever seen him angry or raise his voice. I mean, he's just the nicest, most mellow person, and generous and loving, and there's just no way somebody could be mad at him. It just makes no sense at all.
Police say the crime happened in Mendenhall's Southern California home, and he was able to identify his attacker shortly before he died. After a six-hour search, police ended up shooting and killing the suspect at a California rest stop. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
A 38-year-old Bend man was formally charged today with hitting and killing a man on a bike last January. Brett Beachide faces negligent homicide and hit-and-run charges. Prosecutors say Beachide hit 48-year-old Anthony Martin on January 26th as he walked his bike across 3rd Street. Martin's sister, Teresa Gibbs of Madras, is happy the case is moving forward.
The last 4 months have been very heavy on my family, heavy hearts. And the stress of not knowing whether who killed him was not going to be arrested or not, or whether he was going to be arrested, was heavy on our hearts also. I'm just happy that this wasn't swept under the rug.
Prosecutors say Beachide hit Martin with his pickup truck and did not stop to help him. Martin died at the scene. Governor John Kitzhaber says he will approve a $5.7 billion budget for K-12 schools, which has passed both the State House and Senate, but the governor says there are other school budgets to consider.
World doesn't begin and end with a K-12 number. We've got early childhood programs to make sure kids are ready to learn, and of course we have community colleges in OUS, and I'm hoping that we'll also be able to get those budgets back up to at least the governor's recommended level.
The budget won unanimous approval in the Senate. And Nala has a new home. The Redmond Humane Society shelter dog that helped find another missing dog last December has finally been adopted. Over the last several months, several people had expressed interest in adopting the pit bull mix, but the shelter says they just weren't good fits. But a Paul Butte woman adopted Nala yesterday, and she is now with her new family. Last week, Nala underwent a beauty makeover to help her get a new home. It apparently worked. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.